Welcome back to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, watching movies so you don't have to. And this weekend, Detective Pikachu hits theaters. I already went and saw it, and I am here to give you my thoughts on that film. As usual, I'm going to give you my initial thoughts before talking any spoilers. So if you're concerned about spoilers, give it a minute or two, and then, of course, I will tell you when I'm going to discuss spoilers. So, Detective Pikachu is being described as the first live-action video game adaptation that does it right. Well, here's my thing. I've never played Detective Pikachu. I know nothing about the subject matter, so I cannot attest to this. However, I can say for myself, as a live-action video game adaptation, this movie does not break the video game movie adaptation curse, as far as I'm concerned, because this movie was quite mediocre, and I will tell you why. I don't know what it is. You know, I know Pokemon. I grew up Pokemon. I am an OG Pokemon fanboy, the 151, all right? So there were a ton of Pokemon in here, don't get me wrong, and it was cool and hyper-realistic, which was also slightly creepy. But anyway, I don't know. The story just didn't do it for me, all right? It was really strange. It was really weird. And again, I've talked about this before. When I picture the voice of Pikachu, I don't think of Ryan Reynolds. Granted, Ryan Reynolds does a fantastic job in this movie, but there's a huge disconnect for me between his voice and Pikachu. And I don't know why. It's just this weird psychological thing. And this movie is pretty trippy, speak of psychological things. This is a kind of trippy film. The acting's nothing to, like, you know, be happy about. I mean, they did their thing. I mean, and there were funny moments. Don't get me wrong. There were funny moments for this whole film, but nothing that made me go LOL in the theater, honestly. Like, the funniest parts of this movie are in the trailer. So if you watch the trailer, you're good to go. And the plot twist wasn't even really a plot twist. You can see it coming a mile away. So in the end, Detective Pikachu goes in my books as a mediocre film. It's not terrible, mind you. I didn't hate watching this film. It was just uninteresting, predictable, and kind of strange in the third act. So that being said, this all comes with huge caveat that the last movie I saw in theaters was Avengers Endgame. So I'm still kind of riding that high right now. So every other movie might be a little skewed as far as looking a little mediocre right now. Keep that in mind. As I said before, going to talk a little spoilers, but not too long here. So this is your spoiler warning. You've been warned. So the biggest thing that sat weird with me was the whole idea that this dude wanted to, like, put humans into Pokemon. And I'm just like, how do you think you're doing anyone a favor by doing that? I mean, it's just, it was weird, man. And he, like, takes over Mewtwo's body and, oh my gosh. And the Ditto thing, super trippy, not gonna lie. Because now Ditto can, like, turn into humans and stuff, which is even crazier. And again, Pikachu is, like, whatever. Like, there's a point in the film where, like, looked like Pikachu was going to die. And, like, I couldn't care less. Like, honestly, that's how, like, disconnected I was with this film. And they did the classic plot twist of, oh, the guy you think was the villain wasn't actually the villain the entire time. You saw it coming a mile away, and it's like, come on, seriously? Like, we're not completely stupid. I like to think I'm not completely stupid, but you know what? The film's marketed for kids, so you know what? It's fine. It's fine, whatever. They can do what they want. And I will say, the opening scene was kind of cool, but again, predictable. I literally predicted what the opening film was before it even started playing. I'm like, oh yeah, Mewtwo's probably gonna bust out of prison. You know what happened? Mewtwo busted out of prison. But the one thing, this is the one highlight for me for this movie, the one little nugget that they threw in there was that they established that it takes place 20 years after in the lore. So that was kind of neat. I was like, all right, thanks for that little reference there. So there's like, they mentioned like 20 years since YouTube got created the first time by Team Rocket, I think. So it's just like, wow. And you know, I know I'm sounding really harsh. So let's take a step back. We'll take a step back. What did I like about this movie? I liked the animation to an extent. Again, the Pokemon looked really weird, and it reminded me of those old Facebook posts I would keep seeing over and over again. It's like, look at these 50 images of hyper-realistic Pokemon, or 50 images of what Pokemon would look like in the real world. I'm like, that was this movie. This movie was a Facebook post. Okay, I know I just said I was going to say nice things about it. No, I'm not again. I'm sorry. But yeah, it's like hyper-realistic, and I don't like it. It's a cartoon, for crying out loud. My Pokemon don't need to be hyper-realistic, man. Oh my gosh. And some of them just look out straight up creepier. I'm looking at you, Mr. Mime. And yeah, I was like, oh my gosh. Okay, nice things. Positive thoughts. It was fun. Okay, I'm going to stop kidding myself. I'm really finding it hard to say anything nice about this movie, but that is okay. It is okay to not like a film, guys. And for me, Detective Pikachu was a mediocre film that got really freaking weird, and I did not connect to it at all. But again, I'm probably not the target audience. I'm not sure who the target audience is. Probably Pikachu and Pokemon people, like kids that are still playing the franchise. Like I said at the beginning, I'm an OG fan. 151, that's my Pokemon immersion. That's as far as I go. So it's just like, I'm not connected to this world. So at the end, if you love this franchise, you will probably love this movie. But if not, save the money, go see Avengers again. Have a good one, guys.
Booyah!